This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael and I have decided we're going to use accents today. We're at the top of our game here. Yeah. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview. I can't last with that. You've got to be myself, Michael. I don't think I'd... That's probably why I wouldn't make a good actor, because I don't do voices. I've always never... Whenever I've tried to act, was always spun out of control because I'm a talk guy and I'm used to ad-libbing everything. And the director says, cut.
I was in theater as a kid back in high school and college, and looking back at it, I was such a ham.
I would
occasionally change the lines without the director knowing it. Mm-hmm. And if the audience liked it, usually it was comedy, they'd leave it in. If not, I would be chastised. But acting requires a tremendous amount of, shall we say, lack of inhibition.
Yes. That's
right?
A very good way. That's a good way of putting it. Yes. Yes.
You know, cry on a dime, you know.
Well, that's being good acting. Yeah. But the different types of acting, the Stanislavski method, there are lots of ways that people prepare to be actors and actresses.
Mm.
And there are a few that have gotten it that didn't have any training. It's work. Yeah, a lot of people think.
Right, but it's interesting. You say trying to speak your truth. You know, to have a voice that's yours. In a way, psychologically, everybody is acting. It's just which act you're used to and which act you're not.
Ah.
The word person is derived from the word. It means mask, and. As a person, you go through life with your personal mask, and you play a role in the game, in the play known as society. It's so heavy.
Let's get to the stories now that we've got everybody really tuned in on what's going on.
I'm really bored. Everybody's untuned.
Here we are. Let's tune in and turn on, as we used to say.
Let me find my charts here.
Okay. Charts for the week of January 24th through the 28th, according to the work done, the research by folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So here we go, Michael.
Yes, number 10, winter weather. The weather outside is frightful.
Frightful.
The fire is quite delightful.
So delightful, yes.
And climate change is part of number 10. Number 9, the National Football League playoffs. There you go. You miss, you know, sports being in the top 10. It's number 9.
Yeah.
And at number 8, big tech social media bias. And that's tied with another subject that's related to that, Neil Young's Spotify flap.
That's the funniest thing. Either me or him. Well, we'll take him. Thanks. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Florida Surgeon General testimony, and that's tied with Donald Trump and his relationship with the Grand Old Party. Mm-hmm. At number 6, we have race relations tied with voter rights. At number 8, and or rather number 5, January 6th investigation tied with the 2022 midterm elections. At number 4, another tie, the economy, and that's tied with crime and violence, which has impacted the economy. At number 3, Justice Stephen Breyer announces retirement. That's a giant boulder that was thrown into the hardly tranquil pond of the national conversation.
Ooh, that's very colorful language.
Whoa, it's a theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And at number 2, we have the Russia-Ukraine crisis and U.S.-China relations tied at number 2. Number 1, what do you think? COVID-19, vaccines, masks, and mandates.
Casey Kasem used to say, and back to number 1. It was number 3 last week, but it's back at number 1 this week on the countdown. COVID.
That didn't happen often, but occasionally songs would come back.
Yeah, know? Right, exactly. I drove across the country this past week, and or I drove halfway across the country.
You're an Iron Man.
And I was listening to, they have on Sirius, the 70s channel on Sirius, they have the old Casey Kasem, and a lot of stations are using it now, too, bringing back the countdown, the American Top 40 countdown with Casey from the 70s. And you know what? It sounds just as fresh just as relevant. Listening to him isn't like returned with us now to the swimming days of history. It was just kind of fit. It was neat to hear
it's
that.
It's good stuff. Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
Yeah.
At number 10 on the People Survey, we have Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And he's a football player and an occasional Jeopardy host. And a character. At number 9, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. They're a couple of old characters.
Yep.
At number 8, Joseph Latipo. He's a character. At number 6, Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema. That's their characters. Donald Trump. He's a normal guy. He's at number 6. Jerome Powell's at 5. Kamala Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer, the aforementioned Supreme Court Justice, at number 3. Vladimir Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden, he's at number 1.
Jumpin' Joe.
He's our president.
He's
our
jumping,
Joe.
Isn't he? He is keeping his, he's got his Mexican jumping beans. They're working as best they can. I thought it was hysterical when Neil Young this week, I actually thought about you, as the two of us are former jocks, and we played music during that era when Neil Young first became popular, and he goes to the folks at Spotify and says, "Look, it's either him or me." So
right, they invested like $90 billion in Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, right, exactly.
And
people are funny.
Well, Neil Young is a character. You know, you mentioned my music background. Neil Young is a guy that marched to the beat of his own drum all the way back
to
when he was in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and occasionally Young when they could get along.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's an irascible guy. The only guy he gets along with, apparently, is Willie Nelson. They seem to be good friends. And
there's another guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, and Donald Trump, number 6 on the people list. This is, all of this stuff about Trump and the GOP. The most interesting story from the Trump camp this week was him saying that his son, Donald Jr., who is his publisher, couldn't find enough glue, paper or leather to put together his new photo book, which is going to be, according to Trump, very popular, the most popular book probably ever sold. But they can't find enough glue and paper.
It's the biggest book anyone's ever
That's
seen.
That's right. The best, the biggest, and the best. Right. Woo. Wow, he's out.
What's the deal here? That there's the supply chain issue? Is that what we're talking about?
Apparently, as his son says, they can't find enough stuff to put the books together. And I'm going to Mar-a-Lago next week. I'll see if I can find a copy. All right?
Are you really going to Mar-a-Lago?
I am, in fact. Yes.
So, they have fantastic shrimp there.
Yes.
And the lobster.
Right.
I remember you had dinner there one night. Yeah.
I
had dinner there several times. Yeah. I'm not saying that to drop names. I consider it a thing that gives me great insight into the things I talk about.
Yes, right. I'm with you on that one. And I was invited once last year to go, and I did. Had a nice lunch. Trump came out, wanted to know how my crab meat was. Like he was the chef. He's actually, if you can put away all of the disastrous stuff that he creates around himself, he's a pretty interesting character. He really is, in the sense that...
Except for that one small contingency that you mentioned, if you put away all the disastrous stuff he creates for himself.
Right, yeah.
Other than that, Mrs. Right. Lincoln, how's the play?
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, anyway, we're going to get into... I want to talk with you because I know you love to talk about football and certainly the playoffs being in here. And I don't know if you saw... You have HBO, right? Did you see the interview with Bob Costas did with Al Michaels? If you haven't seen it, it is fabulous. I'm not even a sports fan, but I'm an Al Michaels fan because he's been around about as long as I have and being successful. And he's not stopping. He's 77. He's doing the Super Bowl this year. He's looking forward to next year. He got 4 offers for a new 5-year contract. I think he's a fabulous, perfect example of someone who loves something, made a career out of it, did very well. I mean, this guy can broadcast any kind of sports that there is to broadcast. He was a great baseball broadcaster, I thought, when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, but certainly. Don't you think that you're
what
great?
What if his great? I like Al Michaels. I think he's a real good broadcaster, an excellent play-by-play
commentator.
And, you know, his famous line from, I believe, the 1980 Olympics, is it that long ago, as the USA hockey team was about to clearly beat the Russians. It was 6 seconds left.
Oh, right. Said, they talked about
that. And he said,
yeah.
Do you... Oops, my dinger just went off. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, it's Al Michaels. He's listening. He said, do you believe in miracles? That was... that. Mm-hmm. And that became the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Cross
one of the things that's great about sports is that it's reality. It's reality show that's truly reality. Of course, after sports betting becomes entrenched, I don't know how real it'll be anymore, but that's another story. But for now...
They talked about
that. It's a pretty good... Did they?
Yeah.
Good. Then I'll check it out.
They talked about how they used to be told they couldn't mention it as broadcasters, and now because it's legal, everybody's mentioning it. And how difficult it was for Al not to mention it. He was clever about it sometimes, but, you know, he couldn't deliberately talk about what was going on betting. And people would say to him, well, you got money on the team, right? And he said, you never bet on a sports team at all any time in his career. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But
can I say something that's crazy? I've never bet on a sports game or a sports team ever in my life.
No, neither have I.
Even as a kid. No. I just, to me, oh, you know. And I don't mean it for moral purposes. It's just a bad investment.
Yeah, right. It's a bad bad investment most of the time. It's like the lottery, getting into that. Anyway, so but if you have, I'd say this to you and to everybody listening, if you haven't seen it and you got HBO, check out Bob Costas, one of the most wonderful interviewers on television, and it's a great conversation. More on the countdown as we continue, 17 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the last week of January 2022. Have you stopped writing 2021 on your checks? I asked that question of the ladies who are on the DJV program with me, Michael, and they said, huh? Who writes checks? Only me. Yeah. I guess I'm the last one to write
last
checks.
Holdout from
as it were. Yes, right. You were talking about reality. As an aside here, I thought it was interesting. I wanted to get to the football stuff certainly here as we can, but the reality French that you were digging and reality shows and that sort of thing. I thought this week something that was, this is sort of a countdown extra, Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider.
Oh, that's actually very close to the top 10 topics.
It's
somewhere nearby that. That's a big story.
Yeah. $1.4 million, 40 consecutive wins. She came pretty close to Ken Jennings' record, I think, didn't she?
No, Jennings went 79 games.
Did he?
She won 39, played 40. She surpassed recent player Matt Amodio. Mm-hmm. Who had, I don't know, I don't remember, 30-something wins, and he won $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So there's two records that they have. One, how many consecutive games you win, or how much money you win. And, you know, it's rarefied air. There's several people who've made a lot of money.
Well, was the story that some people made out of it is the fact she's a trans woman. Mm-hmm. And but I think, for me, I saw it as a visible symbol of achievement for these people that some marginalize, and then it doesn't make any difference, frankly. So the answer that stumped Snyder, did you see that, was about countries of the world.
No,
the only nation whose name in English ends with an H, and which also has one of the 10 most populous cities. So
Utah.
Where's the Jeopardy music? What is it?
Utah.
No, it's a country, Turkey.
Oh, Utah's not a country? Okay.
What is Bangladesh? Nobody knew what Bangladesh was before John Lennon sang that song, right?
George Harrison.
George Harrison, excuse me, right, exactly, thank you.
Bangladesh.
Yeah, right.
Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right.
That's all
so
I know.
Anyway, there it is, that's it. We've got it, we took care of that. Now let's talk about football and what's happening. Aaron Rodgers going to another team, the playoffs, the Cowboys are making a decision on a head coach, all kinds of things going on this week. What of all the things in football, what frustrates you the most this week, Michael?
What frustrates me the most?
Yeah.
Nothing.
He's not playing for the Patriots.
I would have liked to have seen the Patriots in there, but the Patriots are going to have a tough time getting back into the thick of things. There are some really good young players, and they're not on the Patriots. There's some good players on the Patriots, but you've got a very interesting quarterback, Joe. Burrow, I think his name. I'm blanking on it.
I'm not the right guy to help you on this. Sorry.
The Bengals are a real big underdog, and they're playing the Chiefs, who are the big bad dudes of the American Football Conference, and that's going to be very interesting. The point I'm making is that there's a lot of young blood that really is exciting. The Buffalo Bills are an extraordinarily good team. They have a great quarterback, Josh Allen, who. He's gonna have a magnificent career, so I'm not frustrated with any of it. I think it's I'm not a big fan of sports betting, which is changing the culture of sports.
Yep.
It's a whole other topic. Not
sure
thrilled
is.
With that. Not that I'm a moralist and I'm against gambling. I'm against anything that has such big money attached to it remaining pure.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. It's not going to be pure. It isn't. It can't under the circumstances. Remain pure. And that's right. That's kind of sad, actually. 28 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime.
The blindness of insecurity. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Most people are not very aware of their insecurities, and that's unfortunate because insecurities can come out in very hurtful ways toward others. Those who feel less than, in some way, tend to overcompensate by being rude or even mean toward those who may perceive think that they are better. But their insecurities often blind them to their own behavior. They often feel justified in treating others poorly because they believe they somehow have been slighted. When insecure people treat you in rude or mean ways, be easy on them. They are simply blinded by their own insecurities. And rest easy knowing this. No one who is truly at peace with themselves would ever make the effort to be hurtful to you. For more on handling tough situations and emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators are very close to reaching a deal on legislation to sanction Russia over its actions on Ukraine, including some measures that may take effect before any invasion. Senators Bob Menendez, the Democrat chairman for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and James Risch, its top Republican, hope to move forward on the bill this week. Russia has been building up its forces on Ukraine's border for months and has made several demands from the West and NATO countries. Many homes and businesses were without power in Massachusetts after a historic blizzard hit the region over the weekend, with Boston tying its record for the most snowfall in one day, 23.6 inches, and recorded its sixth largest snowstorm of all time. Authorities in New York's Long Island have confirmed 4 storm-related deaths. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The heavy snow can result in widespread travel issues.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. Now if you question authority, authority attempts to remove you and your thoughts like the regimes in North Korea and China. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Early detection allows for early treatment, produces better results. Our response to COVID should have been, could have been far more rational, far less divisive, and the coronavirus itself should have been far less deadly had we robustly explored early treatment, allowed doctors to practice medicine. What the mainstream media has been doing, covering is they've been attacking me. They've been attacking these doctors that, again, have had the courage and compassion to actually treat COVID. And if you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of people in the ivory towers, public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
Senator Johnson hosted a forum called COVID-19, A Second Opinion, which invited a group of medical experts to the Senate for a five-hour event. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael has given you the official list of stories, the top 10 story list and people. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be able to shepherd these discussions as we do from time to time, week to week, year to year, decade to decade, on and on it goes. You know, somebody just sent me an email. Has nothing to do, but it kind of does have. It has everything to do with what's going on in our country right now. I don't know why I'm on this list. Somebody who, you know, there's stuff we're getting things in the email now that we didn't ask for, and I'd solicited. So this is somebody who wants me.
We're getting stuff in the email we didn't ask for. That's funny. We do,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, all kinds of crap. So this is a suggestion for me to change whatever it is that I'm doing in my life and work from home. And the following positions are available: from $16 to $45 an hour as a translator, $125,000 a year as an investigator, $30 an hour as an Amazon delivery person. I think,
how do you
by
do
the
that
way,
from home?
What? Yeah, yeah. Well,
How can you be an Amazon delivery person or an investigator from home? I can see being a translator, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But when, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I just am looking at these things, and I'm thinking, you know, that we've one of the stories that we've been pursuing here for quite a long time has been as the impact of COVID continues to be felt, as people who have retired, jobs that are open that aren't being filled. I just paid a lot of money to have a couple of tractors delivered to the farm because they can't find people to go drive trucks to bring to haul products back and forth. And then I look at this, the Amazon thing, and what a scourge Amazon is. I have no use for Amazon whatsoever, and I've made that clear over the years, and I have less use for them now because of the way they have hired these drivers in these vans that are everywhere, and they park the damn vans in the middle of the road. They don't seem to, I'm Amazon, I can park where I want to. And they screw up traffic. There are, did you know that this past year, Amazon bought 80,000 vehicles to move this stuff around? You don't think they're, and built about 100, and I think I saw 104 warehouses are under construction around the country for Amazon? What does that do to the country, the psyche of the country, people who have had jobs in retail? I just think it's appalling.
It's a tremendous boom for the cardboard box industry.
Yeah, that's another thing. We talk about cartons, how much we're supposed to, you know, people say, well, I'm not going to go to the mall, so I won't spend that money on fuel. Well, but how do you think this stuff gets to you? That's such a foolish argument.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you see these trucks any different in terms of their conduct, in terms of traffic and street and parking and stuff like that, with the old brown, you know, UPS trucks that have been around since we're kids?
They don't park in the middle of the road. Yeah, no, UPS, FedEx, they don't park in the middle of the road. They know how to drive. I've never felt like I was overcome, if you will, in terms of traffic. By anybody but Amazon. I think they just don't, the kids.
But don't you on a certain level find the service that Amazon provides to actually be very convenient?
No. Not for me. I don't like it. Uh-huh. I want to go to the store. I want to try it on. I want to see if the pots and pans are what I really want. Instead of them shipping it to me, I don't like it. I put it in a box and I send it back. I mean, look at what that takes. You talk about cardboard boxes. And the creation of refuse.
Okay, so look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. You just gave away a little hint there. You said you buy it, you don't like it, you send it back. Do you use Amazon?
No. I'm just saying that's what people say who are around. My children use it. I have plenty of friends who use it, and they hear the same thing from me. And they laugh at me.
Yeah. Well, so. I have mixed feelings about it. One level, I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. That it's changed, that these trucks are everywhere, and that people are having problems with porch piracy, apartment buildings, condos are having problems with the mail room. Where do you put the boxes that pile up in the lobby? It's changed the whole nature of so many of our processes. But, on the other hand, this is progress. Mm-hmm. This is the coming way things are going to be done, and it's just going through growing pains. We're not going to go back to brick-and-mortar stores and main streets and shopping malls being the way they used to be. I still believe there will be stores, but it's a whole different game now.
Yeah. Amazon's opening its own stores.
They have to. Isn't that funny? Everything goes around full circle.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's not my cup of tea. Too much focus, too much concentration of not wealth, but power, control, what people's choices are.
I sure agree with that. I sure agree with that. Too much concentration of wealth and power.
You know, that's one of the things Biden is doing that I think is a great story in and of itself. And I talk about this all the time on my American Family Farmer show, which you were the inspiration for. The idea that Biden wants to break up the four large conglomerates that control 80% of agriculture, the five that control most of the grocery stores, that sort of thing. But, you know, you look around and almost every industry, every business is controlled now by a few companies, and it's dangerous, it's bad, not healthy, not good for consumerism, not good for our democracy, not good for capitalism. So I take my hat off to Biden on that one. I hope he has some success in breaking up these. Remember when we were kids? how AT&T got broken up because the government said it was too big and they became the Baby Bells. And now, look, AT&T is back up being as big as it was when they broke it up the last time.
It's a big baby. Things grow back. And we're dealing with that with Google. We're dealing with that with YouTube. We're dealing with that with Amazon. The 21st century internet-based businesses, primarily what we call now big tech, are a problem for our economy, for our freedom of speech, for our public discourse, for people building businesses online. There are the same issues that good old Teddy Roosevelt faced when he was a big trust buster. And the monopolies were a problem in the early days of the 20th century. We're seeing that again in the 21st century in the big tech digital era.
There's no question that we are living in changing times. All right, let's talk about the Breyer. How much time we got? A few minutes here. Justice Breyer announcing his retirement and the inevitable who's going to replace him, that game, the guessing game. Kamala Harris seems to be on top of the list this week, depending on who you talk to. But I looked at a breakdown, Michael, by ethnicity of federal judges that have been appointed by recent presidents. And as usual, we get into this black, white, Latina, Asian, you know, all of the stuff that, are they Jewish, are they Protestants, are they old, are they young, all that stuff. And is there going to be diversity in the court? You look at, let's see, Trump appointed mostly white judges. Let's see, Obama appointed a number of, but more were appointed by Trump. And then Biden, not so many. Black judges, lots of them appointed by Obama, not too many by Trump. I mean, this is all so predictable, but yet it becomes part of the discourse. What should we do? Biden says we got to have a black woman.
And he promised it on the campaign trail, so now he's going to come through with it.
Right. So isn't Kamala Harris a black woman? Gets rid of her and her problems, and she can't do much damage.
That's the way. Hey, let's get rid of Harris. Sick her on the court.
Yeah. See you later.
Somebody like that may have said that. But I don't think it's going to be her. But I don't know who it's going to be. But
how do they get rid of her though? They have to get rid of her.
So well, how do they get rid of her by not nominating her for anything when the election comes around?
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, all right. That's how the
number one COVID. There are lots of people asking lots of people, when is this going to be over? Because COVID deaths this week surged again in certain parts of the country. There were 2,200 people a day dying on average. I don't believe that statistic because I think they fudged the numbers. But at any rate, a lot of people are dying of this. And some people still say, oh, it's Omicron. No, it's not. It's back to Delta. Omicron doesn't kill many people at all. But at any rate, you know, I heard something this week from the doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who's on the Good Day Health program with me. He says that now his position, even though he's an ardent supporter of getting the shots, that you'll be better off if you've had COVID and at the other end of you'll have more protection from it than you will from the shots. Now that things are pretty much over, there you go.
Well, natural immunity. Natural immunity is always better than vaccine immunity in most cases. But there's so many aspects to this this pandemic that we don't understand, and doctors don't understand, that it's crazy to jump to any conclusions. One has to really, you know, keep an open mind, an open ear, and try to separate the misinformation from legitimate debate over options that are realistic.
Yeah, you know? You're right about that. Yeah. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of Michael and his interview, what's going on other than the countdown itself, at talkers.com right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Be honest, does this crowd noise sound muffled to you? This is often what people who are hard of hearing experience in noisy environments.
Never miss a conversation. Never miss a moment. That's the idea behind Nupul. It's an iPhone accessory that helps you hear clearly in noisy places. Simply plug Nupul into the bottom of your iPhone, insert your Apple AirPods Pro or Beats Fit Pro into your ears, and turn your head toward whomever's speaking to hear them more clearly. If you're using Nupul with hearing aids or implants, just use your finger in the app to manually indicate in which direction you want to focus your hearing. Automatic mode directs your hearing as you turn your head, while manual mode allows you to direct your hearing with your finger on your phone screen. And there are modes to direct your hearing toward one person or an entire table, and also customize the sound with bass and treble controls as well. Check it out at Nupul.com. That's Nupul.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-401-8319. That's 800-401-8319. Call now. 800-401-8319.
All right, so Michael, I always like to know, and the audience wants to know too, what the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview, is this week at Talkers.com.
It's a really good one. A fellow by the name of Josh Hammer, 32-year-old conservative constitutional lawyer who for the last 2 years has been the op-ed section of Newsweek's editor, and he's getting into podcasting and stuff like that. He has a tremendously intelligent, fresh, and fascinating insight into the future of conservative politics in America. And he's a conservative. He's a real arch-conservative, but he's at odds with a lot of the older conservatives, the conservative establishment, and Trump. He says Trump did his role as a wrecking ball when it was needed, and now he has to go.
That's it. Okay. Let's see what kind of popularity he finds.
MHinterview.com.
Yep. All right. So it's always provocative, always on top of things. You want to know about the future of Trumpism? Sounds like this is the interview to listen to. Josh Hammer. On with Michael Harrison, MHinterview.com. I also find it at Talkers.com, too. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles.
No, really. We have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlote shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced Quad-Tech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology as we count down from number five to number one. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Peloton puts on the brakes. It would seem that's number five this week. What the heck's going on there?
Oh, man. Peloton can't catch a break, right? So after all of the stuff with Mr. Big dying on a Peloton and then the Ryan Reynolds swooping in commercial that saved it and bounced it back, and then everything happened with Chris Noth, and it's just been a bumpy ride. And they got, unfortunately, they got served another big bumpy moment when on Billions, which is a show on Showtime, the popular character Wags also suffered a heart attack while on the Peloton. And
but
so Peloton
survived, you said.
He did.
I didn't die like Mr. Big, right?
He said, I'm not going out like Mr. Big. But, yeah, I mean, it's become synonymous now, death and Peloton. So, and it's really affecting their bottom line. They're down 14% now in the last quarter, and so much so that the demand has kind of dried up, and so they're halting the bike and treadmill equipment stuff. They're starting next month, they're just going to freeze production and see what can happen. Maybe they can bounce back again. I don't know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds has to come back and help them. I'm not sure what could help them at this point, though.
Yeah. Number four on our countdown of technology stories this week, Apple has created a personal safety guide.
Yeah, we've been talking for several months now of women finding that they are being stalked by with AirTags, and in their cars, in their purses. The Sports Illustrated model found one in her pocket. Someone had slipped one in her pocket and followed her around New York City for 5 or 6 miles. And so this has become an international issue. And so Apple has launched the Personal Safety User Guide, and it is you can find it on their website. And it's a hub that's divided into different sections, personal safety checklists and things like that, privacy tools. And then they also have for AirTag safety, they have different ways to make sure that the tracker is letting you know that someone else is connected to your phone. That's the most important thing that especially women need to always be aware of. If you hear anything beeping, that those AirTags will beep after they're far enough away from their owner. So that will be a clue.
Number three, hackers targeting Uber users.
Yeah, I know, right? It feels like we're just inundated and we're under attack constantly, either from hacking or from actual stalkers.
Yeah,
so this story came out. A guy was waiting for his Uber down in Miami, and he was on his way to the airport, and he got a series of text messages from who he thought was the driver. With different security codes and things like that, and he started texting this person back, and sure enough, within seconds, this person had scammed everything from this guy. His American Express card had been charged for a $200 tip on a $6 ride, which never happened. So Uber is still investigating if this was the driver who was the scammer or if someone else hacked into this situation. But always just make sure that you only communicate with your Uber driver through the Uber app. Never give out your phone number, never give out your email or any other personal info. And that's something that Uber has been trying to stress as well.
Seems like common sense. Number two, how bad is the chip shortage?
Yeah, this was a big conversation this week. The White House, the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, had a briefing with reporters, and essentially they were all talking about 150 chip makers from around the world were participating in this new report. And so basically, depending on what company and who you want to believe, Intel says that the chip shortage won't end until 2023. NVIDIA and AMD, other big chip makers, they think it could be the second half of 2022. The bottom line is we don't really know, except we do know that demand is now up 17% higher for chips in 2021 than it was in 2019. So we've got a lack of inventory, plus we've got more demand. So that's creating a huge, huge problem.
All right, number one this week in the top tech stories is, again, a focus on Intel.
Yeah, so this was the other big chip announcement of the week. Intel says they're going to spend $20 billion on a new chip manufacturing site in New Albany, which is near Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be a 1,000-acre location. It's a huge campus. And it's initially going to play host to two chip factories. They're going to hire at least 3,000 people and tens of thousands more across, suppliers and partners and things like that. Construction's going to kick off this year. It will become operational in 2025. And so they're now calling it the Silicon Heartland. This could be the next Silicon Valley. And Intel's going to invest actually $100 billion in the site over the next 10 years.
They're trying to figure out. I talked to a friend of mine the day the announcement was made who lives in Columbus, and people in Columbus say, what do they need 1,000 acres for? Same question I think I asked you, Victoria. All right, that's it. Top five stories, the charts, if you will, for technology this week, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.